meditation practice, we are quoting the meditation practice. Anapana is the most popular one to learn. The technique is very, very easy. But to develop deep concentration is not easy. You need to practice regularly, then you can grasp the correct technique. You will progress very fast. Basically, anapana sati has only one object, that is your breathing. So anapana sati is a compound word, anapana and sati. What is sati? Mindfulness. Mindful of what? Mindful of your in-breath and out-breath. So anna means breathing in. Anna means breathing out. Sati means mindfulness. So mindful of your in-breath and out-breath. This is anapana sati meditation. Although the breath goes up to the head and breathe down to the abdomen, your attention must be placed under the nostril, the tip of nostril and the top of upper lip. Don't move your attention up to the head or down to the abdomen. This is very important point. Just keep your attention under the nostril, because the air will pass through both nostrils. For some people, only one side is clear, another side is not clear. But for some people, both sides are clear. No matter how you just keep your attention here, if one side clear, it is aware of air going in and going out. The touching point is not so important. The touching point, when the air going in and going out, the air will touch somewhere. Maybe here, or tip of the nose, or tip of upper lip. For advanced meditator, touching point is not important. But for beginners, if his or her mind tend to go up or down, then touching point is important, because that touching point helps to anchor the mind, not to move up and down. If your mind doesn't move up and down, your mind can remain keeping under the nostril with the air, then you don't have to find any touching point. It's just not aware of the air going in, going out, that's all. However, you should not pay attention to the cold or heat of the air. Sometimes you feel the air is cold and the air is hot. So you pay attention on the heat or cold of the air. This is not mindfulness of breathing. This is called four elements meditation. So you just simply aware the mind, the air goes in and goes up, and keeping attention under the nostril, just know the movement of the air. That's enough. This point must be very clear. Okay? Then the attitude, the way how you observe the breath is very important. You must first relax your mind. Relax your body, relax your mind, and breathe naturally. Now you are sitting there, listen to my talk. Instead, you are breathing naturally. But when you want to focus your mind under the nostril, the mind tends to tense up, literally. Because you want to put full attention. So you must be aware that I shouldn't tense up my mind. The observing mind must be very relaxed, natural. alert but not active. If the mind is active, it tends to restlessness. Practicing mindfulness of breathing, the weak try to soften your mind a bit. Let your mind weaker a little bit. That is very helpful to fully feel the air. So your observing mind must be very relaxed, natural, and just know the air, whether it's fast, slow, whether it's short breath or long breath. You just, whatever the air comes, you just know. You shouldn't try to change the natural flow of the air. Just like you're sitting on the river bank, you observe the flow of the river, you never have any intention to change the flow of the river. So also, you shouldn't change the flow of your breath. If it's not clear, you know it's not clear. You don't have to make it clear. If it's clear, you know it's clear. If it's fast, don't add in any thing in your observing mind. So this is very important point. Then whatever sensation occur on the body, if it's a bottomless pain, itchiness, sickness on the shoulder, you should not change your attention towards towards the sensation of the body, because we are practicing the pure concentration. We just have one object. That in the beginning, the mind may restless, wander here and there. If you feel that the mind cannot settle down on the breath, you should try counting methods. Count the breath. Breathing in, breathing out one. Breathing in, breathing out two. Breathing in, breathing out four. You can count up to five or eight. Not more than eight. When you count the breath, please remember, don't pay attention to the number, but pay attention to the breath. Counting the breath helps you to stop the restless mind. But if you only pay attention to the breath, only pay attention to the counting number, then you cannot achieve your goal. So while counting, you should pay attention on the breath only, not the number. Okay? For the half an hour, you feel that, okay, now everything becomes smooth. The mind is settled down on the breath, then you should stop counting. Don't count anymore. Because you have achieved your goal, then let go the counting. Just concentrate on the breath. For those who have practicing for some time, please sharpen your mindfulness by aware of the whole breath. The breath, when breathing in, it has its starting point, then middle point, then the end of the breathing. But breathing out, it has its starting point, middle and end. So when you're breathing in and breathing out, when your mind becomes calm, you should aware the whole breath, starting, middle and end. Although the breath has starting, middle and end, it doesn't mean that you should follow the breath up to the head or down to the abdomen. You remain keeping your attention under the nostril but aware of the whole breath from the beginning up to the end. First, let go of it. Don't care about it. Just aware of the breathing in and breathing out. Okay, so far this is a brief instruction of explaining to you how to practice up to jhana. So if you have any questions, you can come for interview. If you want to practice the pure concentration practice, you pay attention on your breath. But if you want to mix with vipassana, you want to aware of your a step, your footstep, do you take away? Then how to put it up? Breathing in, synchronize, breathing in, lifting up your feet, but you pay attention on the breath. Then putting down, breathing out. Don't pay attention to the step, footstep, but pay attention on the breath. So lifting in, your feet lift up, but you pay attention on the lifting in, breathing in. Putting down, breathing out. Lifting, breathing in, putting down, breathing out. One, walking for the mindfulness of your footsteps. Okay? So if you have no questions,